Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on bang out radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on bang out radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on bang out radio. Let's go.
What it is, it's your girl, L.A. Drina, in the building. Happy Twisted Tuesday to everybody out there listening in. You know, I mean, it's Tuesday. We already getting over the hump already, you know what I'm saying? It's the beginning of the week. It probably started off pretty salty, but I'm sure it's moving right along for y'all. I got two special guests that's going to be in the building today with me. You know, first I got my boy, Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying? And I got my boy, Repertoire, you know what I'm saying? We about to get into that music today right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? These are two special indie artists, you know, that really do support all the artists around them, and they doing their thing with this music game. So I'm about to introduce y'all to Mr. Pills. Say hello to the guests out there, Mr. Pills. What it do?
What it do, L.A. Dreamer? You already know what it is. Straight from that ATA, it's your boy, Mr. P-I-L-L-Z, the devil boy. Yeah,
that's
gonna
right.
Be one of them shows.
And then I got my boy as well, you know what I'm saying? My boy,
right.
The infamous Repertoire, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Helen from straight up out of L.A. Say hello to all the fans out there and listeners that's listening in. Mr. Repertoire, what it do?
L.A. Dream, now, what's good? What's up, fans, folks, everybody, all music lovers? What it do? What's good, my boy?
What it do for a Repertoire? What's happening? Felt tight.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, man. Ha-ha!
Yeah,
already,
that's what we getting it in today. You know, I really, really, you know, selected y'all to be the special guest today, you know, on a show for a specific reason. You know, I love y'all grinding. I love y'all hustle. You know, Mr. Pills, you doing your thing with the music out there in the ATL. And not only just that, you always call it to Bang Out Radio despite the busy schedule that you have. And you always support the indie artists out here on the West and East Coast and everywhere. You always show that love and support, you know what I'm saying? So I want to honor you, you know what I'm saying, by letting everybody know who Mr. Pills really is, you know what I'm saying? And then my boy Repertoire, of course, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. He got his music jumping off. He got the production jumping off, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know who you are, you know what I'm saying? And really, we about to get it in, you know. This is grinding season right here, you know. So I want to, you know, just introduce everybody to the grinders of the game right now that's really doing their thing and trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying. We got a hot topic of discussion today, y'all. And basically, you know, what I want to talk about, you know, is as far as the industry is concerned, you know, indie artists, you know, I speak a lot about image, you know, and people probably be like, damn, why Drina always talk about image on Bang Out Radio? It's because image, that's important. You know what I'm saying? Image of the hip-hop community, we the ones that set the standards, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, what people like, what they listen to, what they believe in, and even the kids and stuff that listen to our music, you know. So, you know, what I want to discuss today is how far should an artist go, you know, when it comes to creating an image or a gimmick or something of that nature, or, you know, how far should an artist go with that? And at what point do they need to keep it real in their career? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do make songs about, oh, ice and jewelry and popping bottles and we in a club and we got Gucci bags and all this good stuff right here. You know, we want to create a facade for people to, you know, go with, you know, but as an artist, you know, what do we really need to do, you know what I'm saying? Or do you feel that it's up to a parent or the person to be able to distinguish between what's real within you or what's something that's just a part of, you know, the image that you're trying to create? So I want to start with, you know, Mr. Peel, can you give us some insight on this, you know, and let us know what's good?
Well, me personally, you know, originally from the ATL, you know, Cali Park, Riverdale, Southside, stand up. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I feel it's definitely in you, you know what I'm saying? It's how far you want to take it. This didn't happen overnight, you know. Me personally, I have slept in studios. I have had record deals on the table, you know, that was legit record deals, but it was always something that came up with the business, you know what I'm saying? So it taught me, you know, basically, hey, peers, just sit back, you know, because I've tried the group thing, you know, and I've seen groups fall apart because one would be at a meeting, the other one won't be nowhere to be found. So it made me sit back and humble myself as a solo artist, you know what I'm saying, because only you gonna write your own music, you know what I'm talking about. So at the end of the day, you know, it's all gonna fall on you, you know, your image, your lyrics, you know, like you said, we always talk about what you ain't got, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no Bentley, don't talk about it. If you ain't got no $500,000 house, don't talk about it. Please, just keep it 100. That's all it's about. What you got to say about that repertoire?
Wow. You pretty much summed most of it up, and like you spoke, man, I had that chance at a record deal. You know, I had a pretty big deal, you know what I'm saying, with Death Row Records or whatnot. As far as, like, where I want to go with that, it wasn't in the right direction because, you know what I'm saying, dealing with, everybody know the reputation of the Notorious Death Row scene, but anyway, that's neither here nor there now, but, yeah, I did the sleeping in the studios and all that, and one thing is people, you know, got to realize, too, that a lot of these people, not all of them, but some of them sell their souls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Not for me, mm-hmm. And if anybody want to see the logic on that, there's a lot of information out there that speak about that. I'm not trying to get all confident for everybody because we bang it out on the radio. But, yeah, you know, some people go too far, you know what I'm saying? They deal with their dignity, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They embarrass themselves, you know, like mm-hmm. Like you said, man, it's as far as they want to go with it, you know what I mean? Me personally, like you spoke of, I'm not going to stoop to that degree. My talent itself, you know, exceeds, but the way the media and everything is in the mainstream now, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. You can't just, you know, pure talent alone not going to get you where you need to be, and everybody know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of female artists, you know, like I could speak of my wife, y'all probably hear later on, or my ex-wife, she's the artist that I work with. You know, she's a thick girl, you know what I'm saying? They won't give her... They won't give these thick bras that much exposure because it's all about appearance. That's what the American Idol thing is speaking about, mm-hmm. The idol. It ain't talking about your music talent, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a big topic, man. We can go on. This is definitely 2 hours worth of talking.
Yeah, I mean, like my whole thing, and callers, I see y'all calling me and showing love and support. We about to get into whatever you got to say. All you have to do is press 1 if you'd like to go live and speak to the artist that's on air at 661-621-7559. You're live on Bang Out Radio all day, all ways. You know what I'm saying? This is Twisted Tuesdays with your girl, L.A. Drina. I just want to say, you know, that, you know, I see a lot of artists, you know, that's out there. And, you know, it's great that we can create, you know, an image or something fun to run with. You know, I do it all the time on the tracks that I make, you know what I'm saying? And I talk about a lot of things in the game, you know what I'm saying? Most of the stuff I talk to, you know, I talk to the audiences about, you know, is mainly pertaining to stuff I either seen or dealt with or something that I've experienced. experience, you know, as a person, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people feel like they do need to have like a image that they have to roll with, and that's fine because you know you got to separate your business from you know your family life and what you do with your homies out there in the street. But at the same time, it's certain things that's very important, like when you start talking about the dope game, when you start talking about soliciting your body for money, and when you start talking about, you know, just things that's of importance that our kids listen to out there and that they roll with, you know what I'm saying, and they looking at, you know, I'm not saying we need to be a perfect role model or even a role model for the kids because the music that we may be for adults if it's graphic or explicit in any type of way. But, you know, at the end of the day, can we call each other out on it? I mean, if it's something like you talking about, oh, yeah, I do this and I do that, then, I mean, if you really don't do that, why are you even mentioning it? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or, I mean, certain things like that, I look at it like, where do us artists, you know, where do we draw the line, you know, when it comes to, you know, reality and faking it till you make it, basically. I would like to know, you know, how do people feel about that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we want people to, you know, buy into what we're trying to sell, which is a product. You know how Burger King, they show them burgers on TV. The lettuce have little water bubbles and shit all over the lettuce, and the cheese look all melted and stuff. But when you get it, it'd be a wrinkled-ass bun with a greasy-ass patty. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about,
you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about right there. So, I mean, my whole purpose for doing this show, you know, is for all my indie artists out there that's listening in, whatever you're trying to sell with your image, your body type, your music, your quote-unquote title, if you a boss or if you a money maker or a paper chaser or a partier or a gangster or a dope dealer, whatever you're trying to portray, do it well. When I see you in the street, I hope you look like a boss. When I see you in the street, I hope your jewels are shining like the image that you're saying on your album cover. You know what I'm saying? I hope that if you really go and you got your booty shots and naked pictures on Facebook, I hope that when it's time for me to proposition you to make some money, I hope we can really get it in. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Go on, Reverend.
It's like this. Whatever image that you're trying to sell out there in the street, live up to what it is. If you're selling dope out there, like Tim P said, if you're really selling dope out there, talk about both sides of the game. Talk about the balling side, but talk about when you get cracked too and when you got to try to move and
burst.
You feel me? Talk about both sides of it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it really is what I'm talking about today is we artists, you know, we try to sell an image, but when your fans see you, they're going to call you out on it. If you're trying to sell an image, people are going to critique you on whatever image that you're trying to sell, you know, and you got to be prepared for whatever the reality of the situation is. If you really got that gangster flow, but in reality you just a humble little square, then, I mean, hey, people are going to call you out on that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, so if I'm listening, you know, to all the different music types out there, I love different flavors of hip-hop. If you out there and you got an opinion about what we're talking about today, let's get it in right here on Twisted Tuesdays, you know. You don't have to agree with anything I'm saying. We have a caller right here calling it 1988. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
I guess
what that you could do.
Yeah.
Who am I speaking to?
What's good? It's Chalk Swag in the building.
Chalk Swag is definitely in the building. What's happening?
It's Black Bitches in the building. I told you it's body bag season.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm sitting kind of chill. The homie Fresh, part of Black Forest, BF Gang.
Yeah. That's what's up with it. So you saying it's body bag season. I mean, look, I got my fellas right here, you know, Repertoire and Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying? They in the building right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They both were listening in last week, you know, when you made the announcement, you know, how you body bagging these MCs out here. So let us know what the deal is.
Man, well, like I said last week on the show, I'm going to say it again on this week's show, and I'm going to say it on Wednesday's show and on Friday's show. We body bagging niggas in this music right now. So anybody want to call in, want to battle your boy Chalk it's nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, it's all hip-hop, but, you know, it's a lot of MCs out here that just think they nice, and they're really not nice. Like, I respect every MC and what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an artist myself, and like Mr. Pills, I respect him too. Cause he get off. I respect everybody that get off. Like, if you get off, you get off. But there's some of y'all out there that just don't get off, and really out here trying to perpetrate. So it's body bag season. So I'm gonna just have to go ahead and flip them up. And if you need that, go ahead and call this number, and I will be on the air. Be sitting here live waiting for those that need a body bag. If not, you know, then just go ahead and sit back and I'll be kicking 16 off the top just to, you know, let them feel a little bit scared out there. Maybe get them out there to sit down, get a notepad, pen, and write down everything I said and try to reflip it and say it back the way they want to say it so they can try and say, oh, I killed them all with his words, but they really not. But, you know, I ain't trying to be – let me humble myself real quick because I am talking just all the major shit. I'm going to just humble myself and say, look, it's all good.
It's all good.
If you want to freestyle, if you want to just go bar for bar, if you want to just, you know, spit a hot 16 and see if it's going to meet up to standards, we can do that. But the shit talking, I'm just going to just go ahead and say it's body bag season again. And you might as well call me the Undertaker because,
Why don't you spit a few bars and let us know what we in for? Should I let them know what they in for? Yes. Okay, well, it go right here. Nigga, this is the show down. Finna run through you lightweights. Snowplow.
Why you stuck in the past? I am right now. Swag adverb. I'm a pro now. I got a problem with you haters and you lame bras. All of y'all is just fake. Boob jobs. You want a problem, you get the same thing he got. You say you fly, well, nigga, I made your wing stop. I guess you don't know about me because I leave your ass out with no ID. So don't talk shit when you standing by me. Stay with a K and a J because I'm an MIB. What you mean, K, man? I'm talking about the queen. You're going to tie your ass up like a pair of tennis shoes. I kill him with the words because the guns won't do. So when I'm done with this verse, this is what your spirit going to do. Easy.
Hey, that's what it is. That's my boy Chalk Swag. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know that's
what it is. So, anybody want to battle Chalk Swag? You know what it is. You call in 661-621-7559 right here on Bang Out Radio. You can
I'll be here on every show, every week. And if you beat me, you beat me. If you don't, go home, take a notepad, think about it. Ask God for some skills. Drop a penny in a wishing well.
You can't pray for talent you they ain't got. So that's another thing. You know, you can't falsify with, you know, what's spoken and written. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We true to this. We do this. This is embedded in our DNA since we was even walking. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my daddy's nutsack. So it's nothing.
Where can I look up your music at, Chalk?
Y'all can check me out on Swag Black Forest on Facebook. You can also check the Reverb Nation, Chalk Swag. And you can also check me out on Facebook on my music page. It's Chalk Swag. Just type Chalk Swag separate.
Man.
And we about to really turn it up. Black Forest is getting ready to release our group AF1's mixtape Fast Food, which is coming out this summer, so look out for that. Also coming out, my project, Fresh Days Fly Nights, Volume 1, that'll be coming out soon. And my boy Fresh, the Cool to Fire the Fresh, will be coming out soon as well. So check out both of those projects.
That's what's up,
Woody.
Hello. Yeah.
What do you think about my boy Chalk Swag, Mr. Pills?
Oh, man, that nigga, that's fine, man. Hey, man. My call had dropped at the end of that bitch. You know what I'm talking about? I'm glad I heard it all, pimping. So we definitely going to get affiliated because that's what it is, you know. Like you said, real recognize real.
Yeah,
Exactly.
Get on to
them papers, you know what I'm talking about. That's just the bottom line, partner.
Yeah, real recognized, real. A lot of these motherfuckers.
Oh, that's all it is.
And what's crazy about it, what's ironic about it, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my label, Black Rain Entertainment, you know, the producer, my bro, you know, Body Bag, you know, you started talking about Body Bag, I started talking about his ass, thing about his ass, you know what I'm talking about, because, you know, we got them beats down south, man, and whoever want to work that's going to be, you know, in there working and not just to get a paycheck, but love what they do, holler at your boy Pills, you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to collab with everybody.
Well, yeah, we're gonna definitely hook up and do some things, man, because Black Force is definitely trying to do big things, man. We're coming out with these mixtapes. Soon we're going to be trying to do some shows. And, you know, I got a whole lot of production work that I'm doing on a lot of these mixtapes, including my own. So, you know, I'm like a triple threat with Kanye, you know. So I'll put
that's
the X in the box, Bill Gates. Watch out.
Yeah. That's what's up, why?
That's what's up, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we doing it big right here on Bang Out Radio today. We got the 404 in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got L.A. in the building all day with it.
Cali, L.A.
Yes, we're doing it like that on Bang Out Radio today. I got a switchboard with a few songs from Mr. Pills on here. I got Chop Swag song, Do It Better. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got my boy repertoire right here. I got a couple of tracks from you too, homie. And we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, if y'all don't know, now y'all know. We tuning in with the finest indie artists from coast to coast. So if you're out there listening, don't hesitate to send your music in to adrena.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Shout out to my whole Bang Out Radio family that's out there listening in, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Monday,
and if you're listening,
you can always catch us.
You listening? You hear my voice right now. Don't be afraid of your body bag, because it's body bag
season. Who is that in the background over there? I want to know who in the background over there.
Who, in my background?
Yeah, your background.
Oh, it's just me and the homie, the Fresh. Don't go ahead and talk to him, Fresh, man.
Oh, man, I'm just chilling with the homie. Not doing too much.
For his mixtape,
right.
The R.I.P.
So yeah. What's up with it? Do you spit? Do you write? Do you freestyle or what?
It's kind of. I don't really write. I just, you know, conjure up a couple bars, go from there. That's how I kind of like, you know, do my shit and then just go in.
You
kind of
just
that.
Murder track, like.
That's a
like,
good way of looking at it. You just spit out like.
I do that.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you about this dude, man. This cat right here is crazy because he's the type of guy, he'll come to me, he like, man, Chuck, I got a song for you. I got an idea. And then once I bring the beat to life, he makes me mad that I even made a beat for him because he just kill it so bad. And the beat just goes so hard, I just be mad at myself. Like, why did I even get that to him? Like, I should have killed that. He really...
I don't even mind giving him the music. Like, it's like, dude, just take it. I know what you're going to do. I thought I was fresh. So technically, that's what it do, though. You know, when you do yours, you coming out with the best, you know. You ain't going to sell it. Hey, but look, this is what I'm about to do right now. I'm about to introduce all of my hot
Indie
artists that's kicking in with me right here on Bang Out Radio one by one. You know what I'm saying? I gave everybody introduction, of who Mr. Pills is, who my boy Repertoire is, who Chalk Swag is today on Bang Out Radio. We about to get into some Mr. Pills music. You know what I'm saying? I got to salute you, bro, because you doing your thing with your music. You reaching out to all the artists out there, and you on your major grinding hustle. And I want you to know, Bang Out Radio, we really do appreciate everything you're doing, you know what I'm saying, to let us get heard, you know what I'm saying, by the people that's out there in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to start off this show with bumping In the Club by Mr. Pills, but, you know, I can't do that because I played this song a lot of times on Bang Out Radio. We're going to get into that one a little bit later. I want to introduce a new song that, you know, a lot of the listeners haven't heard from Mr. Pills. All my listeners out there, if you love it and you dig in Mr. Pills' style and his flow, go ahead and press that one after this song and let us know what you think about 26 is right here on Bang Out Radio.
Together, you know, it happened like I said, it didn't happen overnight. this thing has happened over at least a decade or better, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So we, hey, it's just in me, you know, it's fun to me. It releases everything, you know, that's stressed on my back, you know what I'm saying? It gets off me like that. It gets off me. So I just brush my shoulders off a little bit.
That's right. So let us know about your camp that you're affiliated with, you know, and let us know how did y'all come together.
Oh, Black Rain Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? It came together like way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? My bro, you know, like I said, Salute by the Bed, you know, he started with this Infinity Sound Lab off of, I got my phone, off of Garvey Road, and ATL, you know what I'm saying? And he just helped mentor me. He kept grooming me to get in this music. One night we was doing a song, and he asked me, I was finna give up. Then he asked me, he said, man, do you want to rap or do you just want to go home? And then I had wrote the 16 down, and it had been the hottest 16, you know, my first 16, and it was a beautiful thing. So it has been a lot of different people that touched me in different ways. Like I say, the Lord set me back to, you know, get my angle at every situation, you know, get my feet wet in every situation. You know, I was always hands-on, you know. Like I said, when my brother was locked up, I was sleeping in the studio, making sure I was getting that work in. So, you know, it's just Mr. Pills. It's a lot that go with Mr. Pills. It's just not me, Mario Johnson. Put it that way.
That's right. Mm. And for all my listeners that's just now tuning in, our topic of discussion today is, where do we draw the line? How do we keep it real with ourselves, our integrity, and things that we have going on, and how do we separate our image from real life and what's going on? How do we create a balance with it? You know what I'm saying? As indie artists, as mainstream artists, how do we keep it real with ourselves? You know what I'm saying? How do we produce products out there that, you know, can we back up, you know, at the end of the day? So if you got some insight on that, call in 661-621-7559 if you'd like to go live with the host. You know, and that's what it is. We on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tuesdays with your girl, L.A. Trina. I got my boy Repertoire in the building. I got my boy Mr.
Hey.
I got my boy Chalk Swag.
Yeah.
Doing it big right on Bang Out Radio today. You know what I'm saying? I want to make an announcement. You know, July 30th is my birthday. And most people that, you know, contact me know that, you know,
uh-oh,
I'm a Leo. So, in honor of the Leos, now, I done been to a gang of y'all, Scorpio and Libra, and all in different parties, Aries parties. Y'all need to come out and support your girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it with Amanda Baby G, you know what I'm saying, and Erica Marie, you know what I'm saying? They Leos as well. You know, I'm trying to put together a nice Leo fundraiser, you know what I'm saying, at one of the local clubs out this way. So, you know, if you interested in performing, you know, at this upcoming event in August, go ahead and hit me in my inbox on facebook.com/PureThic. That's PureThic. You know, if you're interested in performing, you know, at this event. You know what I'm saying? So let your girl know what's up with it, and I'll definitely holler back at you. You know what I'm saying? We plan on getting it in, and, you know, probably at the end of the night I'll have a surprise for y'all, you know. I'm going to be performing too, you know, but I haven't heard it yet, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be one of my original singles, you feel me? So hit me up, you know, and let me know what your business is, you know. I got my boy Chalk Swag in the building, my boy Repertoire, Mr. Pills representing for the ACL, you know what I'm saying, doing it way big out there, you know. I'm loving it, y'all. I mean, I got a Repertoire track right here, you know what I'm saying, that I think y'all might be interested in right here. It's called Blowing Up. Repertoire, can you tell us what inspired this track right here?
Actually, that's a part of my other production, Four Choice Production down in L.A. I went down there for a couple of weeks or whatever, and they was playing that track on the way going to L.A., and I was like, I know that's not Biggie out here in the background. And, you know, they already came up with the track or whatnot. And I heard that, and I just, you know, the way my boy came off on there with the vocals and everything, you know, I had to give homage to him on there. So when y'all listen to it, y'all gonna hear a little snippet of me giving a tribute to him on the track. But basically, that's the inspiration right there. And when I was uploading that, you know, I had a dream. You know, it was all a dream. You know what I mean? Like Dickie quoted, and he was in the dream. Me and him was shooting the video. It's crazy. I don't know. It's just you know, that clairvoyancy up in here right now. But
yeah,
that's where that all came from. So.
Okay, we got this. Man, we got this track right here by Repertoire called Blowing Up. And when we come back from this track, I got my girl Shy, you know what I'm saying, in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is one of my close sisters, you know what I'm saying, out there doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? And, she's doing her thing, and she's very adamant about handling your business. She have a lot of insight on financial advisory, you know, for the upcoming indie artists that's out there listening in. So I'm going to let her give y'all some of the insight, you know, on how to, you know, line your ducks up and get them in a row right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, I got to always come with that, you know what I'm saying, insight and information that can help us out, you know, as indie artists. So, you know, I'm going to let y'all get it in with her, you know what I'm saying, and up and coming, we got my boy Chock Swag in the building. Y'all already know who he is.
Wow.
He's a body bagger. You know what I'm saying?
Before that track play, I gotta give a shout out to my boy Big Will, who did the vocals on there. Y'all be hearing a lot of that too if y'all go into Reverb Nation and the more stuff LA at play. You know, y'all gonna hear them vocals on there, so be looking out for him too. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the top voices as far as singing, and he busting a hot 16. So yeah,
that's what's up with it. We about to get it in with my boy Repertoire right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go!
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on here. The spit in the house with cats like a disease. Hell, I'm saying,
rainbow
running
on the radio.
He's gonna hysteria. Don't flex, man, he gonna bury ya.
Sing you some ice cream and hope you eat it. Hope it get good to you, cause you need it. Cause you can stop messing with the truth. You done got tangled up and can't get loose.
Well,
here's my family.
We blowing up, that's no lie. We doing this till we die. Everything you see in front of your eyes. It ain't no compromise.
Blowing up like bubblegum music on the radio. Doing what it do, making a meal within a day. You know how they spend to get spins and saturate your brain. Yeah, we blowing up like an egg in the microwave. And left a parlay.
Don't need the valet.
We gon' ride all day.
My mentor when I was a young tyke, jumping people's yards and riding off with their bikes. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. My mama stayed broke, so I stole from my arch nemesis. I'm blowing up like a nuke bomb, set the timer. Let the lyrics dig in your brain like a miner. Looking for a diamond, looking for a shiner. How to unfold choice, nobody does it finer. This industry needs to get its head out of keister. Put your best MCs on the mic and watch me beast ya. I'm blowing up like bubble gushing and test. Blowing up to get deceased president. Going up to the top residence. This song will serve as foolproof and enough evidence. This kind of track can make your body rock. And get your body moving, you ain't never gotta stop. Who am I, Mr. Repertoire? What I do, I bring rap galore. Something similar to when you in the grocery store. And find everything you need and a little more. Bang out the track, y'all, cause one is cooking. And keep those eyes open and study and keep blowing. This thing is all
movie in the making. Dangus, diamond shaking, night leaves, I feel the raking. No mistaking, the vessel, setting the tone and the vibration. Coast to coast through the light, as I travel, headed bound from out the Midwest. Stars directing my path from the east. Bold show, sits the team, and the way we run this main. He must say it's on hit, okay. Gotta keep my game, in this world of things and dreams. Meditate on the everyday, ready for change. Cause when the call in, the ball in, all soldiers mount up for battle. Prepare for the big blow up, leading to the future. The way I do ya, it's the way it's done. By the will of the only one, supreme curator. To the tenth planet, I'll take ya for a ride you've never been before. State Street, East Boogie, Charlie Park. Got the skills to teach you, reach in waveforms. Straight to the body, have the electrons reacting, releasing sparks into the dome, letting you know that I'm blowing up, blowing up.
Here on Bang Out Radio exclusively, blowing up my boy repertoire, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
hey.
The whole sound behind that music right there, that got like it's a universal flow pattern to that right there, and I'm
yeah.
loving it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't really geographically identify who really, what coast you from, just from fitting that because it's so lyrical, you don't know where this person is coming from. But that's my boy right there, repertoire. You know what I'm
saying?
So, yeah, I see you, caller 6493. I'm about to go live with you. I see you, 3254. We got the switchboard off the chain right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? 3245. I see you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what's up, you know, and we about to get it in. I need to press, you know, live right now. I got a lot of calling in right here. You know what I'm saying? So, We're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We got caller 3245. When you call in, I mean, when you press 1, man, just let us know what you think about this track first. You're live on Bang Out Radio. L.A. Dreamer, what's good? That's what's up with it. That's my girl, Shy, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The infamous Shy Sheen, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just my girl.
Hey, what's good? What's happening? What's happening?
Well, shout out to all y'all doing y'all thing, you know. I'm not an artist that's lyrically skilled, but, you know, I am an artist in other areas. But I was calling in, you know, to comment on your discussion earlier.
So what do you think about that, Ms. Shy?
Yeah, you know, I heard a comment of, I believe it was Mr. Pills that he said, you know, as far as, you know, like if, you know, don't be rapping, you know, talking about, oh, you know, I got a $5 million, $500,000 house, and you really don't have it. You know what I'm saying? I agree.
Yeah.
It's too many artists out there that's lying about what they got, you know, talking about they done killed 20 people on, you know, all in one verse. You know, ain't never been to jail before.
Already.
Yeah, I got a squeaky clean record. You know, but my thing is, you know, I'm a business person. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. My thing is this, you know, if this is what you do, do it to the fullest. You know, as she said earlier, if you're a prostitute, be the best hoe you could be. You get what I'm saying? Go out there and get your money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm with you. You know, prostitution is the oldest form of, you know, it's been around for years, decades. You know, it ain't going nowhere. But my thing is, you know, when you know, people, they put out that they something that they really not, you know, and then, you know, they suffered in a tissue that I used to wipe my behind with. You know what I'm saying? So, So I feel, you know, what happened to the artists, you know, rapping or just really talking about, you know, getting an education, you know, going to school, being somebody, you know, saving up for college. You get what I'm saying? Putting your kids through college, you know, that shit really ain't cute. You know what I'm saying? When you walking around, you looking decent, you know, and then when I see you in public, your kids running around, teeth rotting, you know what I'm saying? And say nothing and go get some dental insurance. I mean, you get what I'm saying, but you riding around in a brand new Mercedes. You know, you want to get a Mercedes Benz dealership $600-$800 a month, but you can't. You know, you can't invest into your child's future. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just think a lot of artists need to, you know, just kind of, you know, check themselves. You know, quit just trying to impress everybody else and get your shit right.
Speak.
Yeah.
Speak.
Right
on. Speak. Can't say no better than that.
And Shy, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of artists out there, you know what I'm saying, that's listening. They getting signed to these independent labels, and they getting signed to major record labels and stuff like that. You know, when they get their money, you know what I'm saying, can you just give them some pointers on what could you suggest for them to, like, try to invest or do with their money, you know what I'm saying, when they get a hold of some change, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm gonna speak to the women. I'm gonna speak to the men. Women, you get your money. Don't go out there and buy no $1,800 Louis bag, and you living in a townhouse. You know, you want the matching Louis shoes to match. You know, we all want that, but you know. You could save, you could put that $1,800 and invest it in a couple of years from now, you know what I'm saying? It could be worth, you know, a couple of grand. You get what I'm saying? Or you know, you want to drive the latest Mercedes and you know, give Miss Mercedes, you know, $800 a month, but you don't even own a home where you could put that money up. Or better yet, if you give me a half a mil right now, I'm going to go cop me a house. You ain't about to catch me if out here renting an apartment, you know, bragging to my homegirls, oh, I got it like this, wearing a $1,500 hairpiece, you know, and my kids don't got no college savings, you know what I'm saying? They walking around dusty, you know, but I look good, you know, I'm talking about, you know, oh, you know, I'm trying to impress the next man, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of us got our priorities mixed up. We don't think about savings, we don't think about investments, we don't even think about, you know, our children's education, let alone our education, you know, so I mean, it's like, you know, we also got to step our game up because, you know, we as African-American people, for one, we not dumb people. You know, we strong. I mean, look at us in sports. I mean, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, people going to treat you with what you present yourself as. You know, if you out there, you know, you don't know how to sit down and have a decent conversation with somebody or you present yourself as you a hoe, don't be upset when somebody treats you that same way. Now, men, you know, y'all want to go out here, hey, you know what, I ain't going to even lie, I love diamonds. Everybody that know me know I love diamonds. But I'm going to tell you like this is a recession. Yeah, it's good to buy right now. You know, go buy you a home. You know, if you can afford a car, go buy it, quit leasing, and you know, make it seem like you got it like that. Y'all going to spend, you know, 100 racks on jewelry. You know what I'm saying? But you don't got no medical coverage. You know, you don't own no home, or if you do own the home, your mama, she down there on Skid Row still smoking dope. You get what I'm saying? When your mama, you know, she living up under.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real. There's too many men that do it like that, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, for real, football players and all, they got it good, but I done met a dude, his mama, you know, she you know, she up under the freeway pushing the basket. You will never catch my mama out there. I don't care how much dope she smokes. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it goes back to we gotta respect ourselves, you know, and not just that, you know, you wanna go to the club and you throwing money all up in the air. How about you go give your baby mama some child support money? You running around here with all these kids talking about, oh, you know, I'm a boss, I'm this, I'm that, but your kid living bad. You know, you living good. You know, you tricking off, you know, a stack in a club. I don't care if it's $300, but your kids need some shoes. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's just like a lot of people, their priorities is so mixed up. You know, or you know,
really
if just think about it. Just say, you know, you can invest, you know, $200 a month, put up $50 a month for your kids' college savings. You know, the average person don't even save. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about, oh, I'm gonna just put this money up in hard times. I'm gonna go back and touch it. I'm saying this is money that you don't ever touch to where, you know, by the time your child hits 16, my child's college savings is already paid for. Us African American people, we don't think about things like that. We so worried about the fast life and impressing each other, you know, but we living at in the bottom of the barrel. So I mean, you know.
Speak, mom. Speak.
Hit that light on the nail.
What do you guys think about that? What do y'all think about that? That's that real right there. Y'all them 100% right there, females. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that, guys?
She ain't told a lie. You know what I'm saying? What they always say, watch the lie and the truth will do you. You know what I'm saying? That's just reality. You know what I'm saying? She just hit that right on the head. Ain't nothing else need to be said for Mr. Pills. I put a stamp on it. You certified with that, though.
Okay. Right. That is a sermon of life right there, and that pretty much speaks value to my music. You know what I mean? Man, that
wow.
Right there.
That's game right there. You know what I'm saying? That's game for all my ladies
that's
and my
experience.
Gentlemen out there listening in.
It's
you know,
up.
Hey, we ain't just talking to no, just, I mean, anybody could give information. You know what I'm saying? This chick is an expert. You know what I'm saying? She's into the financial industry. You know what I'm saying? She got her business together, eggs dust in the road. You feel me? Being a homeowner since age 25, being getting her money, being doing her thing, real estate, and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just giving y'all some insight from a certified, you know, person that understands and knows where, you know, we coming from, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, that's what it is. So y'all heard that right there on Bang Out Radio. My girl Shy, you know what I'm saying? Always doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? And, I'm in the building. I got my boys' repertoire, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Peel's Chop Swag in the building. From Black Forest ENT, you know what I'm saying? Everybody been here. You know what I'm saying? Black Forest, you know what I'm saying? And they've been doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Moving with it. They recognize, you know what I'm saying? They well recognized, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, you know? And this guy, you know, he got it going on. So can you give us an introduction on who Black Forest is, you know what I'm saying? And let us know.
Let us
know what
Chop
Swag got going on, you know what
I'm saying? Well, basically is a whole ENT, more like a family really, which is based up off of myself, Smooth Lee, TJ, TJ Tokyo Max, The Fresh, Hollywood. And we got some other acts coming up soon. I'm actually one of the premier producers of the ENT. Our president, Mr. Smooth Lee, him and Tokyo Max, they're part of a group called AF1, which is inside of Black Forest. And we just basically been working on this new mixtape called Fast Food that they're getting ready to drop coming the coming probably the end of this summer. And Black Forest
What's
is just like, it's more than just a ENT, it's a lifestyle. Like,
what the fuck is happening?
It's a lifestyle. It's being yourself and being, you know what I'm saying, being different, like not following the suit of everybody else. We pretty much started as it happened kind of like an accident. Like, me and the president were actually going to school with each other at the time, and he didn't know that I made beats, and I didn't know that he rapped. So I actually heard him do a song, and that's how we actually got hooked up with each other. So we collabed on a song. That's how Ain't I Clean got started. We collabed it on a song and recorded it, and from there, we just made magic. You know, got a lot of he got a lot of his homeboys and crew involved that pretty much we became a family.
That's what's up. We
so
got
after
a caller.
That started magic.
We got the switchboards going off the roof right now. We got caller 6493. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, what's up? First, I want to say what's up to the world out there, this Swagger Movement CEO, the infamous Ace. And I want to give congrats to the guys that just did that hip-hop song that was just playing. I like real hip-hop when I hear it. You know what I'm saying? That's real music, you know. We don't get to hear too much of that nowadays with a message. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so that's what we're supposed to do.
And far as Shy coming out there preaching to the people, you know, I like to say that I agree with almost every word that she say, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I'm a young entrepreneur. Also known as the hustler, that is a fancy word, way of saying entrepreneur, hustler, you know what I'm saying, reversed, you know. I own a couple businesses out here. You say what?
Can't
hear you.
Hey, I'm much respect to that, too. Much respect. That's all we try to do is make real music.
Yeah, you know, when I just heard it, you know, I just listened to the whole track, and, you know, it gave me a good feeling. Where hip hop was going, that was a good direction that y'all went with that music. You know?
Are you talking about the fast play?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. That's what that was about, too. A tribute to the real hip hop, to honor, you know, to the one of the legends that's now no longer here, you know what I mean? So, appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
that's real, man.
Yeah,
man.
That's real, you know, I'm showing love.
That's right. I appreciate that. Ace, this is Ace from Swagger Movement. Everybody out here where we at know who they are. They are a bi-coastal movement. You know what I'm saying? They from on the east, the south, the dirty, the Midwest with it. You know what I'm saying? He one of the CEOs.
United Kingdom, Japan.
Doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, out there making moves, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. I got some tracks over here, you know what I'm saying, Swagger Movement. We got that rock and roll. We got that talking way too long, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get a Swagger Movement performance over there at the Leo called the Queen of the Jungle. You already know what it is. I'm doing it big for the Leos in August, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you know, hook up with me on that and try to get a performance lined up for that whole show that we got going on, you know what I'm saying? All right, my name's Ace.
And you know I got you. You know I'm going to be there. You know me and the whole team going to be there. And, you know, anything that you do, all 148 of us going to push it.
That's what's wrong with it, you know. I mean, that's what it is, and we appreciate that, you know. I mean, I'm so blessed, you know what I'm saying, to be able to be amongst all the grinders out there in the game that's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's what's up with it, you know. Tell my girl T-double-I said what it do, you know what I'm saying. That's what it is, you know. And we going to get into one of your tracks right here on Bang Out Radio, too.
Hey,
I got my boy Chalk Swag in here, and that's the next track that's up to that, you know, on Bang Out Radio. We definitely got to play some Chalk Swag because, you know, Ace, he
definitely
over here
do.
Calling
play
people
that
out. He over here talking about he body bagging MCs. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Chalk Swag doing it, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody know L.A. Drina. I'm not really a freestyler like that, but when I'm on, and when I'm off, I'm off. You feel me? And that's how I am. When I'm on, I'm off. That's what it is. But, you know, I'm trying to pull in all my freestylers, get it in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. Call in, please, because I need you to battle Chalk Swag. 661-7559. 661-621-7559. And we can go live and get it.
Tell him I'm like Drake. I'm on.
Hey, he said he on one. Hey, and we got a caller that's calling in right here. Caller 7961. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
L.A. Drina, what it is?
What it do? What it is? Who am I speaking to?
This your boy Bosco. You know what I mean? I've been listening to you on air. You know what I mean? Shout out to you doing your thing.
That's what's up.
Shout out to the little artists on here. Man, amen.
Much love, much love.
What's up, Bosco?
Already.
Much love.
I ain't doing nothing, just chilling, though.
I mean,
shout out.
confused.
No tagging them.
Man, this is, yeah. I mean, this is my boy Bosco right here, y'all. I mean, this guy right here is very close to me, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing, you know, repping that reality, you know what I'm saying, got his music and stuff popping, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, he's making
noise right now.
Yes, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to definitely, you know what I'm saying, drop one of them things right here on Bang Out Radio. It's just a big old party.
They confused.
I mean, that's what it is.
Ball
game.
All right.
All them video games out there. So if y'all interested in battling him in Madden or anything of that nature, you know what I'm saying, give him a call because, you know, he got the whole, all the NBA, you know what I'm saying, the new NBA game, he got that on lock, you know what I'm saying. So,
oh, yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do.
You
just started enough, Shelby.
Hey, I wanted to put some money
for sure. Hey, but LA Drino, this Pills, I got to get ready to make a move right quick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody, I'm showing love to everybody all the way from the ATL to where y'all at. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Hey, check your boy out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That new Who Drinking, Who Smoking, that video real hot. So, you know, much love, and y'all check me out, Mario.
Congratulations on that.
Hey, love to the ATL, man, and we'll link up, Bill.
Hey,
man, just check me on the Mario Johnson on Facebook.
That's right.
Mr. Pierre, thank you so much for calling in, and you already know, don't be a stranger. We got you in rotation. You know what I'm saying? You one of our spotlight supporters, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. We got, like, three of your tracks right here. They will be in rotation. You know, just keep on messing with us. You know it's always love. When you hit the West, you already know it's all good. You already know. So, have a wonderful evening. I already know it's getting late over there on your ear. Thank you.
I salute y'all. All right. Bang Out Radio. Holla.
Man, okay. So, like I told y'all, we got Bosco and we got, you know what I'm saying, we got my boy, Tax Swag. We got my boy.
Wow.
The infamous. You already know what it is, repertoire. You know what I'm saying? Doing it way big right here on Bang Out Radio. Bosco, I got a track right here for you. I got a track right here for you too, Chalk Sweat. We about to get some Chalk Sweat. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this joint. I got this one right here called Do It Better, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. So, you know. And then, like I said before, anybody that want to battle this track.
I'm in my own house.
Niggas say you spit, nah, dog, man, I
grow up. Boy, y'all niggas wanna battle my name. Y'all niggas couldn't beat me if I let you ball my brain. Cause I'ma do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. I'ma do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. I'ma do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. I'ma do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Well, y'all know who this is. Tight swag and I'm straight because business. When I rhyme, you know what this is. Black Forest, everything we say is the shit. It's the shit. Everything we say is the shit. I'm done. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Hey, that's what it is. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. You
didn't
know. And we get it in.
Didn't know, now you know. Because I do it better than anybody you ever seen do it.
Yeah, that's what's up with it, you know. I mean, it don't get no better than that, you know.
Yo, that was a pressure, man. Like that was real pressure. That shit
know,
right there was a pressure.
Yeah, so, Chalk Swag, you know, can you tell us what kind of up-and-coming projects that you have going on in the future?
Like I said, I got the Fresh Days Fly Nights mixtape coming out probably in the fall. Also working on producing my man the Fresh's mixtape of the Cool the Fly the Fresh, which will also be out. Add that all together. That'll also be coming out probably during the fall. Right now we got some music out right now on Facebook that's circulating. We got Flight School. Basshead, Paperboy, those are three songs that's on Hulkshare. You can look them up. Just type up Chalk Swag or The Fresh on Hulkshare and check them out. They're in rotation right now, especially Flight School. We got a lot of people asking about that one. So, you know, check them out. And we definitely going to be having more music coming your way, Drina. Like, you know, I'm just staying busy making more music, so that's why I haven't been able to get at you with it. But we definitely going to be bringing more to you real soon.
That's what's up. I'm digging that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know where they can look up your music at, you know, besides the Hope Chairs. How can they add you to Facebook if they're trying to get it in with you? If you're trying to collab with anybody, let us know what your thoughts are about collaboration.
The Facebook is Chalk Swag Black Forest. Also, the music page is Chalk Swag. Just Chalk Swag is separate. You can also check out The Fresh, check out his Facebook page, which is The Fresh Black Forest, or type in The Fresh for his music page. And then also check out the whole Black Forest page. You can just type Black Forest with a Z, not a S. And you can also check out AF1, too. Type that in, and you'll find us there with some music ready to bang in your system. You know, something that real fire. Oh, and also check out our Twitter too. Hit me up at ChalkXSwag87. What's your Twitter page, Fresh?
You can hit me up at TheFresh, THEFR3SSH.
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter, man. My Twitter been popping lately. Like, people been all up on my Twitter and Facebook trying to see what the deal is. So, you know, shoot, hit us up, man. If y'all want to collab, you know, get in the studio, do whatever. Or if you got some beats, you know, whatever. If you talented and, you know, you got that drive in you, that's what we're looking for. Or if you need, you know, some help, you know, actually, I'm handing out tutoring every day, like anytime they need that. But yeah, oh yeah, Fresh is giving swag sessions. You know, he's going to show you how to be fly, too, just in case, you know, your swag is under zero and you need it to be 10 to be a hero. So, yeah, but enough of this shit talking, to be real. You know, if you really are looking to be like a real artist and try to really get into the game, just hit us up and we'll definitely work with you. Now, for those that just want to be lame, we could just go ahead and give those body bags out individually or separately or however you want to.
because
as Fresh said in one of his songs, you know, he will kill all you faggot niggas like HIV. So, I mean,
We already put it out there. So, you know, no hate, just love. But we just hate to see terrible music being made. That's all.
This ain't ego.
That's right.
Man.
Ego.
This how we go.
Well, hey, why don't you get your shy little friend on the line and tell him he needs to go ahead and drop a few hot bars, you know,
hey,
before we get into this next caller.
Oh, drop some fresh juice, man. All
right.
Everybody hold or something, because we're about to take off.
Okay. It's Fresh the Prince. No, I'm not Will Smith. But the boy got banks like Hillary, so bow down, bitch, I'm not playing. The swag too serious. When look at the outfit, might make your hoe delirious. Yeah,
woo.
Get my swag on. Gucci belt, Gucci kicks with the Gucci rag on. If I were you, I wouldn't come around me, because Fresh the fucking Prince of L.A., somebody crown me. You don't agree? Then show me my opponent. I don't see nobody, so the throne, I'm going to be on it, nigga. No subliminals, I'm just being original. I got that swagger sharp like a dagger that it cut into you. You into, bitch, you must be crazy. That nigga softer than shit from a newborn baby. My blood is brazy, my crips are crazy. You fuck with any of my niggas, you gon' need the Navy to get us off your ass, because we about that cash. It's Black Forest, bitch, and we here at last and about to blast off. I'm on my space shit, call it NASA.
That's all
right
there.
Hey!
Yeah.
All right.
Body bag!
That's,
body
that's
bag! Zip him up!
I'm digging that.
Wow.
I'm digging that. You,
oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
that was you out there.
Okay, y'all. I don't want to more. I'm going to call Nas for y'all, okay? I don't want no problems. So I'm just letting y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no problems.
We don't have no problems. We just body bagging.
That's what we do, man.
Niggas teabag, we body bag.
That's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these guys are phenomenal. They're young. They're doing their thing. They're coming straight out of L.A., you know what I'm saying, with their flow. Y'all already know what it is. I mean, hey, you know, I'm in the building. It's your girl, L.A. Dream. If y'all just now tuning in, the topic of discussion today is keeping it super 100% with yourself as an artist. How do you feel about separating your image versus your personal life and how you are?
And I wanted to comment on that. Matter of fact, I mean, I couldn't at the time because I was, you know, slapping these bones, playing these dominoes. But you know the realest thing to do in this industry, especially with this music, if you're gonna do it, one, you gotta have, especially with yourself, you gotta have the heart, you know what I'm saying? You got to come in with heart. That's one thing. Number two, you got to come in knowing who you are. Like, if you know who you are, don't try to portray somebody else or portray something you're not. Like, it's people that try to be rich and they not rich, or it's people that try to be, you know what I'm saying, gangster and they not gangster. Like, when I spit things that's real, because I talk shit, but I talk shit because I've been through that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say, oh, I'm a cocky nigga with whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, but you go in my closet, I got that. Or I might say, oh, well, I could take your bra, you know, anytime, panty lines, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the type of nigga that has done that. Like, I'm not going to say something I ain't never done, or if I don't got no names or none of that. Like, you got to really be who you are in this game. Like, you cannot be... You cannot try to be the next Drake, the next Nicki. You cannot try to be the next Wayne, the next Jay-Z. You have to be yourself. Because if you're not yourself, you're just the image, the outsider image. And then that's who you have to be. Because once you get in, it's hard to get out. People get in, and they get sucked into whatever image they created for themselves. And then they don't even separate their real self from their image. You know, like, those type of people, they have weird lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, You they don't even know they self. They don't know they self at heart. So if you come in the game being yourself and staying true to what you believe in, and don't let anybody else change what you believe, then you will go far with it. You know, they say, you know, patience is a virtue. Being anxious just might hurt you. So when you
that's deep right there.
When you anxious enough to just get into the game, and I just want to do this because I want to be famous, or I want to be known, or I want this type of status, I want this, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, you're not doing it for the right reasons, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying this real shit because I know too many people out there that say they rap now all of a sudden when niggas 5-10 years ago when I was doing it, you wasn't on that. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like a fad to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Or it's a fad to do music.
Wow.
And
wow.
That's not what it should be. It should be you do music because you love to do music and you're good at doing music and this is what you was blessed with the talent to be able to do. It's not trying to be the next big thing because you know, fads come and go. You know what I'm saying? Fads come and go, but classics and originality lives forever. Originality lives forever. I could make music forever. I got music on my phone that nobody ever hear it, but just the homies and just me, it'll forever be a classic because I can play it anywhere and I know people will feel it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't often though, I wrote this because, I was trying to sound like Drake or I was trying to get my own thing on. No, I wrote it because this is how I felt and this is what the mood was or this is how, you know, I'm feeling about it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I make my music. That's how I look at music. Music is a thing of expression. People have taken away the expression and put more of the dollar sign on it. And because of the dollar sign, there's lack of expression. Hip-hop is lacking expression, and everybody wants to be everybody. You can't be everybody. You got to be yourself. That's just real talk. Like, anybody that don't like it, you can go ahead and write me, hit me. You could hate me for all what I said, but it's a lot of that people out there that listening to this show and ain't listening to this show that's not being themselves. That wake up in the morning.
Yeah, people. If you walk like a duck and you talk like a duck, then suck it, duck it, quack, quack, motherfucker.
Man,
hey, hey, that's that real right there. We got to call her.
They
got to
put on a facade. Like, I don't kick it with nobody. I don't even associate myself with nobody. That they got to be a facade. They got to be this person. I'm Chalk, not somebody made up, not because I made up Chalk. No, I'm Chalk because somebody gave me that name for a reason. They thought I was Chocolate, so they kept calling me Chalk, and that's what I went with and ran with it. That's how my name was given to me. I'm not one of these rappers that stood up and came over with a gang of names.
The sweeter the juice.
I figured this shit out. Oh, this shit sounds nice. No, it's who I am. Like, real talk.
Man, that's what's so
I identify with mine.
We
got a caller calling in, y'all. Caller 9234, you're live on Bengal Radio.
What it is, L.A. Drina, this your big sis, Evil T, from that old rugged east side. And I like your topic today. First of all, I like to commend all artists, you know what I'm saying, that's in this industry. And I think having the facade, you know, is what makes it entertaining. You do definitely have to have a balance with it because you can lose yourself, but that's what the industry is about. I mean, actors, if they were being themselves behind that movie screen, the movie would probably suck, you dig? You know, but being that, you know, talent is based off of fantasies and, you know what I'm saying? You do have to have that facade. You just got to keep it real, you know, when you're not in the studio and when you're not, you know what I'm saying, performing, you still have to find who you are, you know. But I commend everybody for what they're doing. You know, I just randomly click on people's links, and I'm amazed because, you know, all of these different artists is not even on the movie screen, and y'all need to be. You be done found out that you're supposed to be on a whole nother level with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm hoping for every artist that I see, FMC, these male rappers that's out right now. Y'all hot, dude. Y'all hot. And don't give up on your dream and don't let nobody tell you who you are and what you are. You know what sits right in your gut, and that's what you need to roll with, you dig?
Hallelujah. That is word.
Okay, you guys. I mean, I have a quote right here on regarding self-image. The self-image is the key to human personality and human behavior. Change the self-image and you change the personality and behavior. How do y'all feel about that? By Maxwell Maltz.
That's deep, like real shit. That's deep, like I think that does relate to everybody, like, especially if you have, if you're a certain person around certain people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know me, I'm not the same person I am around my mom that I am around my friends, or I'm not the same person I am at work that I am around, you know, my music mates. Like, I'm not going to say my personality, but the way that I pretty much attack things is different.
Yeah, they're balanced.
Because you do have to be a chameleon in this society. Like, you can't just be one thing and then just be like, oh, you can't be a clown everywhere. You can't be, you know, an asshole here, and, you know, you can't just be one thing. You do have to, you know what I'm saying? You do have to play chameleon sometimes, which is cool. It's cool to play chameleon. You know, it's not cool to play chameleon, you know, to get over on motherfuckers, but it's cool to play chameleon to make, you know what I'm saying, to let people know, okay, this is different sides of me. You know, it's always good to show different sides of who you are. But,
you know
to play chameleon to fool people, that ain't, you know.
That is right on point, and I like to give shout out to Strange Music. I don't know if you ever heard of the artist's name, but my boy, Mr. Tech Nine.
Oh, yeah,
He has a song called This Ring that is a perfect example of how he got conflicted between who he was in his marriage and who he was as an artist. If y'all never heard that song, go check it out. You know, I'm promoting for Strange Music, but it's called This Ring. And on that song, he's flipping between two different personalities. He's talking about how... Yeah, how Tech N9ne is messing up his marriage and how, you know, who he is as Aaron Yates. It's bananas. Y'all got to check that cut out. While we on this topic, it's called This Ring.
This Ring?
Yeah, This Ring. Yeah, man, that cut right there is crazy. And the brilliance that he, I don't know if a lot of people know about Tech N9ne, but that's one of my artists that he might be crazy. A lot of people think he's the devil, whatever. If you listen to what he's talking about on that song,
Tech N9ne is actually, because I remember I thought he was crazy as hell when I first seen one of his videos, but, like, after, like, really listening to his music, like, he's an awesome lyricist. Like, dude is, like, a very underrated MC, like, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people should really tune in and listen to Tech N9ne and really, you know, listen to what he's saying, because the cat...
Anything else he does or hurt anything, y'all need to check out that song. While we talking about this, I'm going to send a link to it. It's called This Ring. It's on, I think it's off of his, what album is that? I'm sorry, I can't think of it right now. But he looks crazy with the red hair spiked up. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all, if you ever bought a Double XL, or if you ever bought a Source magazine, or you ever bought a Vibe magazine, he has been in every one of these magazines. You've seen him put advertisement for Strange Music. You've seen him. Seen some of his artists. So y'all know who he's talking about, Tech N9ne. Like, he go hard.
Mr. Pim just opened up for Tech N9ne. I wish he was still online. He just opened up for Tech N9ne, like, last weekend, too. You know, and that's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? That artist right there, you know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne, he's got it going on. He's a very lyrical genius. Actually.
Yeah, check that song out. And all the listeners, listen to that song because it's going to preach to you about what we're talking about in that artist form. So, This Ring, I think the album's called something. I forgot it, but it's called This Ring. You got to go check it out.
I'm going to definitely do that. On my leisure time, I'm going to definitely do that. I'm wondering where my brother is whooping his ass in these dominoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I mean, this is a part of my show where I love to give shout-outs to all my indie artists that I see out there grinding and doing their thing, you know. So I'm going to give a shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, my boy, Duke Mantee, that's got his mixtape out, you know what I'm saying, The Cheat Code. If you ain't got it, go pick that up. My girl, YVE, you know what I'm saying, she's doing it big. She got her album out there on her share. She's getting it in, you know what I'm saying, up for sale, up for grabs. Shout-out to Marley B., you know what I'm saying? She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Bang Out fam, Topaz with Shay, you know what I'm saying? Erica Marie and, you know what I'm saying, Amanda Baby G, Supreme, you know what I'm saying? Lady Grinding, y'all out there doing y'all thing. You know, I really commend all the artists that's out there, all my indie artists, you know, Swagger Movement, G-E-N-T, that's out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, grinding. Shout out to my family out there
in Little Rock, Arkansas. My cousin, Little Speedy, that's making major noise. He done already been on 106 in part, you know what I'm saying, on Freestyle Friday, won two rounds already, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So, you know, I love y'all. Y'all keep on grinding and doing what y'all do. You know, don't stop it there. Keep sending your music, you know what I'm saying? 661-621-7559 is where you call in if you want to speak about this discussion. If you want to send your music over to L.A. Dreena, go ahead and do that by going to Madrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com, send your music. You know, make sure it's in MP3 form or wave pattern. That way I can actually upload it to the switchboards over here on Bang Out Radio. We got a song right here by Bosco, you know what I'm saying? He called in a little while ago. You know what I'm saying? I think he got off because he was in the middle of, you know what I'm saying, a John Madden match or something. Or something. You know, I'm not into video games, but the boy plays so well. You know what I'm saying? You could really, like, put your money up on that guy right there. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all one of his tracks right here, right here on Bang Out Radio.
What it do? I let your boy get money like, woo! What it do? what it do, what it is. All of your boys stacking paper getting red. So what it is, what it is, what it do. All of your boys getting money like
yeah, that's what's up with it. Shout out to my boy Bosco doing it way big out there. You know what I'm saying? Repping that South Central Law Scandalous. If y'all
know
South Central Law Scandalous.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bosco, if you're listening, you need to get your ass off that Madden and go make some more snappers like that, my man. I'm just saying, though. Get off that Madden and go get back in the lab and get some more of that on the radio to Miss Drina here. I'm feeling that. And you're from the city.
My mom.
Man, that's what's up, man. I got my girl, you know what I'm saying, Evo T in the building, who about to get married on a 15. Congratulations.
Thank you, sis. Live in Baldwin Hills, but definitely from that rugged east side of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
man, that's real. Long T, you know he got a player for life, and that's no bullshit.
Hey, and guess what? As long as you know that I can reshare this episode right on his wall,
He knows I get to the end on Bang Out Radio. You feel me, though?
Much love to you, little sis. Big Ridge, you know what I'm saying, doing it way big, you know what I'm saying, from the west side of Los Angeles. That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Repertoire in the building. I got my boy Chalk Swag right here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Repertoire, I mean, on the quiet side. Man, I hope when you come and hit the city, I hope you ain't all on that quiet tip, because when it's trying to get on the stage and rock the mic, you already know what it is, man. I mean, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? So Repertoire, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully you can come down, you know what I'm saying? I want to introduce you to a lot of these artists out here that's joining major, you know what I'm saying, out here, and get it in with you, you know? And then I got my boy Sock Swag, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing.
Yeah, I mean, we got,
Sock Swag, don't be offended, but I got this track right here that I thought of. It's called Ain't I Clean. You know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to know that
I know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that. Hold on. You know how I feel about that. She got a song, fresh. Called Ain't I Clean.
Hey, let me get credit for y'all's song real quick. I'm trying to give myself credit for a track that I didn't do. It's called Ain't I Clean. And I wrote, written, and produced. So if y'all looking for some production, L.A. Drina, you know what I'm saying? I got them 808 stomping. You already know what it is, right?
What?
Yeah, you got to stump it, all right.
Check myself out real quick. Better than this veteran. There's no comparison. You beating me, not irrelevant. Why you speaking gibberish? I'm stacking presidents. Rhymes are cleverish. My rhyme book is evidence. Got so much cheese that I name myself after it. Stay so clean like a magnet. I treat the bitch. Stack a lot of greens. Pockets fat like a busted lip. Hating niggas greasy like a bag of potatoes. Why this dude rapping, man? He's a producer. I'm also a lyrical abuser.
clean on the scene when I'm seen on sight. Puffin' on that JJ, that dynamite. Square face watching my earrings bright. And you wonder why them thunders stay on my pipe. I told them bitches wipe me down like windshield wipes. Yikes, I'm hotter than Miami. I make her so wet she need a chamois for panties. Levi jeans with the Levi chucks. Should he wear a suit or should he wear tux? Whatever it is, I'm gonna be fly as fuck. And these guys wanna bite cause these guys suck. Ain't I clean? Super cool, super mean, and I'm here to do my thing. Ain't I clean? Super cool, super mean, and I'm shining like Sheen. Ain't I clean? Super cool, super mean, when I'm seen on the scene. Ain't I clean?
Black Forest, back.
Super mean, super cool, when I'm finna act a fool.
I'm cleaner than the cleanest, and I'm meaner than the meanest, and I get lots of heads, so I'm something like a genius. They call me Tokyo, aka T-Vicious, and you couldn't beat me with the genie and three wishes. Y'all niggas nothing, I'm so disgusting. Swagging with a passion, nigga, you can't tell me nothing. Swag so dope, but you can call my shit crack. Get my bitch sick, so sick, don't it make you want it? Y'all niggas dumb, slow, and all your Maseratis. I got a lot of kicks like I just left the karate class. My swagger slow sits like a motherfucking shoddy black. Killing all these lanes, can you please bring a body back? Girl, I can handle ya, I'm far from an amateur. I'm flashing like the lights on a motherfucking camera.
You see me,
yeah. I shine and I beam, you ain't gotta say a thing. I already know I'm clean.
Ain't I clean? Super cool, super mean, and I'm here to do my thing.
Hey, Kim. Hello? platform I'm speaking to?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
I think they hung up. This is malfunction.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, you know, next week on Bang Out Radio on Twisted Tuesdays, we gonna get into a whole discussion. You know what I'm saying? We gonna reiterate some of the topics that we've been talking about as far as image, making money, how to sell your albums and all that stuff. On Twisted Tuesday, sometimes I get real funky and controversial with it, and sometimes I like to be business-oriented with this show. You know what I'm saying? So it goes back and forth with it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned because I'm going to have Killer Cam in a building, you know what I'm saying, with the whole Label Me Crack Rated movement. If y'all not familiar with them, Google them. They making hot noise in L.A. They making a major noise on Power 106. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in to Twisted Tuesdays, and I will be back on the air on Fridays for my Coast to Coast Fancy Takeover show. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you know, we're going to get into some more, you know, with these fellas right here on Bang Out Radio. I got my boy Repertoire right here. He's been holding us down, you know what I'm saying, the entire show. He don't say much, but he is in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's got his whole production and everything jumping off. Being doing this thing, being affiliated with major artists in the industry, you know what I'm saying, actors and all of that, you know what I'm saying? And I would like to just give these people out there that's listening in to the show, give them more, you know, that they can grow with so they'll be more intertwined and listening to your music and following what you got going on, you know what I'm saying? Because you got a whole catalog. When I say catalog, people, I mean a catalog of music out there for you to listen to. So go ahead. You got the flow, bro.
Y'all need to play And I Clean again so I can start winning again because I'm losing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that directed to, me or Chuck?
What was that?
You, man. I gave you a grand introduction. I'm talking about
oh,
I just told everybody the whole catalog of music and all that right here on Bang Out Radio. So
I apologize. It's just starting, man. The stuff that I got for you. That's
that your phone breaking
the
up?
The iceberg. That's the tip of the iceberg. You know, I'm affiliated with, my label is Ed Hotcho Records. You know, I got a shout out to my boy Crazed Up 07, my boy Hazard. You know, Four Choice Productions, Bring the Heat Productions, my boy Big Wheel, Pharaoh Unique, H2 Boys. If I forgot anybody, you know, my bad. I'm kind of in between, in and out of consciousness a little bit, y'all. But I'm still here. basically, hit that Reverb Nation up. For Repertoire, you know what I mean? And that thing is going to be so loaded, I swear they're going to have to, I'm going to have to get that mega song storage thing and pay for it because the songs just keep coming and they just keep coming. But and you can hit up my Facebook as well at AnthonyPeoples.com, Facebook, or you can go to Repertoire@gmail.com. But yeah, just, the music, basically what we do with that is we try to bring that inspiration and bring messages and stuff and pretty much stick to the topic of the show was, you know, keep it 100 and being who you are, you know. And basically the music that we doing is just representing a form of music and there ain't no titles or no, you know, quotes about being a gangster when we ain't. I mean, I grew up from South Central. I grew up banging and all that, but that's irrelevant because the messages that I'm trying to get out to the youth, that you know, because they wear it on their sleeve, like gangbanging is a fashion, you know, being a drug dealer is a fashion, like it's cool, and it, you know what I'm saying, it ain't. And basically, when you're listening to the music, you know, we got our different moments, different subjects, but for the most part, what I'm doing with my Four Choice Production Camp is bringing that positive message, that positiveness, so, you know, so people can, you know, hear something different besides the norm, you know, bringing that true form of hip-hop, and just basically keeping that positive message in there. Because me, myself, my kids, I see them listening to some of this stuff out here. You know, I don't knock nobody else, but, you know, I'm just saying, I want my kids to be able to recite they alphabet or something, to be able to say words other than what, you know, than we normally say, you feel me? So it's about the education, you know, educating the youth and just showing them a path other than what, you know, the mainstream society is showing them.
That's right. And where did you get your inspiration with your music?
Wow. Like my boy Hill said earlier, it's like a gumbo of all kinds of, you know, blends and everything, but, you know, the greatest, you know, Pac, you know, my boy Pop, of course, Biggie. I mean, it list goes on, but my inspiration basically came from some unknown artists as like we are, you know. Back in the day, it was a group called the Set Trip Riders, and they basically they inspired me and my boy Craze 007, and in that group happened to be one of the members. Well, actually, I probably know him. Shout out to my boy DeAndre Bonds. You know, he did a couple movies or whatever. But him and his partners or whatever, they used to, you know, they used to come over to the house or whatever and bust some flows and put something on the radio. And just seeing them doing that, you know, we used to be like, you know, we want to do that too. Credit goes to the unknown, man. The Set Trip Riders, you know, they inspired me. My boy Uso, Chico, Cherokee, Naivo, all of y'all, if y'all hear me, man. Yeah, they basically inspired me, you know what I'm saying?
So that's what's up. How's the music scene where you at, you know what I'm saying, and where you trying to take your career within the next year from now?
Well, out here in Bakersfield, it's about, you know, if you go on the Reverb Nation, there's well over 100 artists. A lot of them are making moves, you know what I'm saying? Another click, Perv Click, ENT, you know. So it's a few cats out here, but as far as where I'm trying to go, I'm not trying to be the big, up flashy artist, you know. I will represent my facade, you know, repertoire, but at the same time, I can step behind the scenes and produce, you know, bring out some of them bangers, you know, and just basically get out here and bring this real hip-hop back. I mean, real hip-hop, you know, wordplay that needs to be heard. Like my boy Chalk, he come up with some of them tracks, he come up with some wordplay. Boy, I'm loving that, them body bags all day. But, yeah, you know, just bring that form back, just sit back behind the scenes, you know, dib and dab and a little bit of acting, you know, just produce. I'm trying to do my Tyler Perry thing, too, you know. I'm trying to write movies and bring them in tearjerkers, you know. It's a whole lot going on, man. It's a lot. I mean, it ain't enough time for me to go through all that, but that's where I'm at right now. And I'm just trying to push that envelope. Push that envelope. Keep it 100 and just come out, be who you are, you know, and just stay true to yourself. And first and foremost, stay true to God, man, because that's the first and foremost thing. If you got that gift and that talent, you know, it's going to shine. It's going to show. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to force it out or try to be something you're not, like we've been saying, you know. And I'm being who I am, and we all are.
That's real. And that's some good insight right there, you know. I mean, so if you out there listening from coast to coast, worldwide, international, we know, you know what I'm saying, this artist right here is up and coming. He's doing his thing with the music. You know, he got the production on lock, you know what I'm saying. And I want to ask you, who's your inspiration behind your production? You know, you got some nice beats on there. If y'all shopping for beats, go ahead and check my boy out. He's doing his thing with the beats, you know what I'm saying? But who's the inspiration behind your beats and music?
As far as production, you know, I definitely got to go straight to Quick, my boy DJ Quick, you know, DJ Quick, no C. You know, y'all know who he is. Dre, Talib Kweli, my boy Big Wheel from Four Choice Productions, you know, Underground Unknown. It's just a big gumbo of stuff. If you notice, my title is called Hip Funkestra, and that's a blend of hip-hop. I like a lot of funk music, like the Funkadelics and all that, which most of us West Coast artists, you know, we into that whole thing. But I took a blend of orchestra. I like orchestra music as well, you know, Bach, Beethoven. You know, some people might think it's boring, but I'll get y'all study on, get y'all knowledge on. I'm telling you, your brain is, scientists have shown, it will stimulate that brain. But, you know, things in that nature, old movies with classical songs and stuff like that, Jim Kelly's and, well, not Jim Kelly's, Black Conflict with the, if I got the name mixed up, but, you know, stuff like that, you know, classical stuff.
That's what's up. And, I mean, you doing your thing with your music and everything. I want to give the listeners an intro to this track right here. Look, I'm going to play about 2 seconds of it, and then I want you to tell me what this is right here, repertoire. What is that, repertoire?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you like that?
my bad, my fault. The instrument.
Yeah. Is this one of the beats?
If life is a movie,
no,
my eyes will project from end to beginning your preview of a classical adventure.
And who is the chick on this track right here?
That's Poetic. I just got her name twisted up. I'm gonna forget the dang name. Poetic Bliss, because I just got her name recently. I'll call her something else, but that's her artist name. Y'all forgive me. I gotta get it right now.
Well, we're checking this beat out. Who did the production on this track right here?
That was a Four Choice production. You know, a little bit of mixture I added in there. You know, but my boy Big Will, Pharaoh Unique, they listed on the in the file.
That's what's up. We about to get into this right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? This track, I'm going to tell y'all right now, listen to all the key elements, to the mixture of the beats and all this stuff. This is like, this ain't no simplicity right here. This is a real, real. This is what's up right here on Bang Out Radio.
If life is a movie, my eyes will project from end to beginning your preview of a classical adventure, a dramatic romance, comedic horror, an action-packed feature, all starring a heroic you. If life is a movie.
If life is a movie, I could have the perfect day, and it could all erase things that was less than perfect. I'll create good things. My guests can watch the stream. Things work out in harmony.
If life was a movie, on a big screen, we'll recreate the life. And in every scene, the fight, the struggle, the obstacles that got the best of you, I will recreate the impossible, the best showing System Max. With no drugs, no prison, no thugs, just living, no stealing, no killing, just building, taking on challenges, not knowing what the damage is, but not so much you can't handle it, and can move a mountain with your face strong as a candlestick, with the tip of the fire to it. Now picture the entire clip, scene after scene. I watch the cast members sing in the role as the soul of free will with control. The pro guiding you through the universal hold on. Life, camera, action, the whole thing. You said it, keeping me asking if life was a movie.
I could have the perfect day, and it could all erase things that was less perfect.
Life was a movie.
Oh, I'll create good things.
It should be the perfect scene.
My captain watch the screen.
Things work out in harmony.
Picture perfect, every second of the glass, that pain, bringing a smile to have one, feeling the joy, numbers, big lights with flashes, automatic zoom in, as life plays in motion, energy travels, eyes watching, as you coasting, meditate with focus, bringing the life of vision, on all that's within thee, what is your destiny, how the heart cries out, with unconditional love daily, with every finishing cut, with the touch of the Midas. Use the gravity pool, journey inside of universal stars. Yeah. No motion with the stars, guiding you to the east. Headed bound, shining, showing you the light in the distance. And what's to come on the date of the world premiere. And if life is a movie, I could have the perfect day, and it could all erase things that was less than perfect. I know I'll create good things. Things work out in harmony.
Yeah, that's
that's what it is. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? This was a marvelous show today. You know what I'm saying? I had a great time with all the fellas that came through. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my girl, Shy, you know what I'm saying, that came through, gave all that great insight. You know what I'm saying? And my boy Chuck Swag, he always proving himself every time he comes through. You know what I'm saying? Get down with your whole team one time.
Real quick, before you leave, Drop Top Music coming soon. The fresh single, we're going to be dropping that soon on your show, so do be looking out for that.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, you know, I've never really, really, really ever give a shout-out to my squad, which is Star My Records, you know what I'm saying, entertainment. You know, we come in, we expand in, we got our TV stuff lined up, we got our, you know what I'm saying, our production lined up, we got our whole little entertainment industry, you know, lined up as far as the promotion, the distribution deals jumping off. Trust me, Star Mob is coming, baby. We coming with the distribution. We coming with the TV. We coming with the, you know what I'm saying, the party from coast to coast. We will be in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I can't wait for that.
We got a club that we about to get cracking right in the center of Hollywood, California. So be looking out for a lot of Star Mob functions that's coming up, y'all. Please believe it. We are coming. We will be in the building.
No.
And also, I want to give a shout out to War God, my bro out there. He always listens, always supporting everything I'm moving with. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to War God with that Sugar Rush. I want you guys to link up with War God. He got a company called Starlight Productions too. You know what I'm saying? He got the music videos, all that stuff on lock. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing with that whole element. You know, he got access to different entities to get your videos out there in production. On the national platform, on major video, so look up War God, y'all. If y'all don't know, make sure you allow it. You know what I'm saying? You'll find him on my page on Facebook.com. We got about 45 seconds left.
Three.
You know what I'm saying? Of the show. Shout out to my boy. You know what I'm saying? Repertoire doing it big. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come function with your girl. You know what I'm saying? And get it in, you know what I'm saying? We doing it right here on Best Out Radio, you know, and that's what it is, you know. We gonna leave y'all with some stuff, you know what I'm saying? I want to collaborate with you guys. You know,
I'm a little nigga with 15. Bow! Damn, how you like me now?
And make sure y'all like
bag,
my artist on Facebook. Make sure y'all like my artist page on Facebook, too, because I only got 3 likes. If you don't click the like button, I'm gonna assassinate you. I'm gonna put a subliminal message on Facebook for y'all, and you're gonna know exactly who I'm talking about if I ever post something else on Facebook and you don't click the like button. It's going down.
Oh yeah. Me and Chuck Slack, what we gonna do is we gonna get some colored body bags if y'all prefer designs and all that. You know what I'm saying?
We're body bags ready for you.
Hey, we gonna get you a Louis Vuitton body bag. We got them. We got all the body bags ready, so don't play.
With a matching corsage.
Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my fellas, you know what I'm saying, doing it like they do, right here on Bang Out Radio. We leaving out of here with L.A. Dreaming.
Hey, we're going to have